In order to make sure that the data access layer is performant, I like to use profilers to see how the application really behaves, what takes how long. Definitely, it's great to test with a large amount of data. You should be doing a performance testing, load testing, stress testing. But before you even get to do this systematically, every single developer can be testing on a local machine just by putting larger amount of data to a database. Usually I see people doing it the opposite way. In production, they have millions of rows, and on local environment, they have hundreds of rows. So it's not really that difficult for a person to generate 2 million rows and then see what the application does. And very often, thanks to this, you will realize that there is a missing pagination where it should be. Maybe there is missing filtering. Maybe the grids on the front ends are not performing fast enough. Maybe some operations are being called that don't necessarily need to be called. And if you identify these inefficiencies, pretty much the larger amount of data will force you to do that, then not that you would just be prepared for a larger amount of users having a larger amount of data, but you will also be making the application faster for the standard, let's say, smaller users. So measure, evaluate, be looking into metrics, ideally define some systematical structure so that you would be evaluating your data against the baseline. You can use some interceptor using which you would be logging all the slow requests to database, and then testers would be looking into them. But really the core of everything to me is that every single developer should be using Profiler, and every single developer should be looking into the Transact SQL generated queries, how they look, what the execution plan looks like, and then based on that, tweak the application